This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado has a long way to go before everyone is protected from COVID-19. State epidemiologist Rachel Hurley, he says, to reach herd immunity, between 70% and 80% of the population needs either to be vaccinated or had the virus. She says only 40% of Coloradans fall into that category.
We are working closely with the Colorado School of Public Health to really try and understand what the threshold for herd immunity might look like in Colorado.
Hurley, he says, it's a race between getting people vaccinated and the spread of more contagious variants. Denver voters could decide to approve a $400 million bond package in November. Mayor Michael Hancock wants to borrow the money for infrastructure projects, which he hopes will translate into thousands of jobs and help the economy recover. The city will decide over the next few months on which projects would get the money. Colorado's first land spout tornado of the year blew past Kit Carson yesterday. Kathleen Torgerson with the National Weather Service says land spouts grow from the ground up before thunderstorms fully form.
It's kind of a different process of how you get that rotation to the ground. Are you sourcing it from low levels, which is a land spout, or are you working with a large rotating thunderstorm, which is a supercell?
Colorado's tornado season is generally March through October. Torgerson says moisture from the Gulf of Mexico could result in different kinds of tornadoes this summer. This is CPR News.